Hachette Audio presents Respect, The Life of Aretha Franklin, written by David Ritz, read by Brad Raymond. For notes, bibliography, and selected discography, please refer to the PDF that accompanies this audio program. In memory of Jerry Wexler and Ruth Bowen, righteous mentors. Meeting the Queen. In the mid-1970s, when I began my career as an author, there were three people I was determined to work with: Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and Marvin Gaye. These were the singers about whom I was most passionate. I simply had to meet them. I was certain that their lives were as intriguing as their music. Ray came first. I pursued him unrelentingly. Blocked at every turn, I succeeded only when Western Union told me I could send him messages in Braille. I poured my heart into those telegrams. He agreed to meet me. We bonded and were off to the races. But not before I gave up my original plan of writing his biography in my voice and decided instead to write the story in Ray's own voice. That was the moment when I discovered the thrill and beauty of ghostwriting. The book that followed, Brother Ray, was well received and gave me the confidence to pursue my next project, collaborating with Aretha. But when Ray introduced me to her in his dressing room at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles, she said she wasn't interested, at least not then. After writing a series of novels, I connected with Marvin Gaye, where the process was reversed. In the middle of our collaboration, Marvin was tragically murdered by his father. I had no choice but to turn our unfinished autobiography.